Hare Krishna, yesterday was the appearance day of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and also the disappearance of Gogovinda Swami Maharaj, which we celebrated yesterday, but today in the temple room they had a video of him giving a lecture. I don't know where it was because we were just sitting in front of the curtain. But it was very wonderful to be able to see him, very lifelike, animated. It was quite a contrast in between sort of his general demeanor when he was interacting, especially with his godbrothers, and then we sat down and gave class, and he became very animated and had a very unique style in terms of his attenuation of his voice and his hand gestures and his body language and the movements of his eyes. It was very it was very inspiring. It was a great loss to the Krishna consciousness movement that another exalted Vaishnava would leave our association, and that loss of that association, that Ramananda Roy says, is the greatest sorrow. I was watching the lecture, which was a challenge to try and follow his speaking, particularly through Mayapur's loudspeaker system. But it was a good thing there were subtitles. And one topic that he was emphasizing, which he would emphasize often, and I hear his disciples also repeat it, is simplicity. He was explaining how simplicity is an important quality of a Vaishnava. In fact, he referred to the fact that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked simple Vaishnavas, or liked his Vaishnavas to be simple at heart. That doesn't mean that someone is a simpleton. Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, greatest scholars, but still simple at heart, devoid of guile, duplicity, or dishonesty. Straightforward, but very, very kind and mild in their conduct, unless some special occasion called for it, such as with Arjuna fighting on the battlefield, or in his example, when it was time to give class, or sometimes chastise a devotee. And he pointed out, why is that simplicity important? He said, because when someone's straightforward, pure in heart, then they can really adopt pure devotional service. They can take up faith. They can adopt faith. They can become faithful devotees, pure faithful devotees, very easily. Whereas someone who's not simple at heart, then it's very difficult to actually acquire and cultivate pure faith. And of course, the nature of our devotion is proportional to the nature of our faith. If our faith is impure, then our devotion will be impure. If our faith is motivated, then so will our devotional service will be whatever whatever seed you have, that's the type of tree that you're going to grow. And it's not an easy thing to change the nature of one's faith. It's possible. It's possible by strong association. Shradavan Janahe. If one associates with Shradavan, with faithful persons. So that's a very good meditation for the day. We can also meditate how much is that simplicity within us, how much do we also embody the nature of that pure-hearted attitude that's free from any type of guile. And when I was doing the Hungarian podcast, I was telling the devotees, when I read, I guess it was last year, when I got the copy of the biography, When Good Fortune Arises, Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj's biography. Good fortune, in the most absolute sense, means prema. When one achieves the mercy of the Lord, that's really what good fortune means. Otherwise, the word fortune is used in so many ways, but good fortune, but in relationship to Vaishnavas, good fortune means when love for Krishna arises within the heart. And I asked the devotees in Hungary to translate that. So they're doing that in every 2 weeks. They have on a PDF file, downloadable 10 pages that they translate. I always found that the lives of Vaishnavacharyas, biographies of Vaishnavas are very inspirational and they're really integral to our advancement in Krishna consciousness. Of course, we have Krishna's biography in Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. But we're not trying to be them. We're just trying to enter into their association and attain this service. But the biography and the life and the story of pure Vaishnavas is the real source of example that we can follow. How did they do it? How did they become so dear to the Lord and in our movement to Srila Prabhupada? So I found that particularly. And in one sense, of course, the Acharyas and historical Vaishnavas of the past, there are many writings about them. But of our own contemporary devotees, particularly members of ISKCON, it's always wonderful to trace their history, their services, and ultimately their success in devotional service, because it's something that gives us faith, nurtures our own faith that yes, we can also do it. And of course, Srila Prabhupada told us that we could also do it. And the first person who Srila Prabhupada talked of going back to Godhead in an official capacity that was broadcast was Jainan Prabhu, which was interesting because first when Prabhupada had heard that Jainanda was very dear to him, he gave him money. He was a very educated person. He was an engineer and he was Prabhupada's chauffeur in San Francisco and gave him money to print Bhagavad Gita. And of course because he was an engineer, he also was the person to really make Jagannath's Rath Yatra cart look like Jagannath's Rath Yatra cart. And when Prabhupada first heard that he'd left his body with leukemia, then he said, well, if he has any material desire, then he'll go to the heavenly planets and fulfill those desires, and from there he'll go back to Godhead. But then when he heard of how he left his body, then Prabhupada said, no, he went back to Godhead. And Jainanda Prabhu is also one of those devotees. I didn't know him, I never met him. But he's one of those Vaishnavas who had great effect, impression on those who he met with his simplicity, with his attachment to prasadam, with his way of encouraging devotees. And Keshav Bharati Maharaj used to tell me, because he joined in San Francisco and they were together and he used to serve him and help him. So stories of those Vaishnavas are a great source of inspiration. And so if devotees haven't read that book, When Good Fortune Arises, then it's also a very inspiring book. I found it very inspiring. And so anyway, today is meditating, remembering one of Srila Prabhupada's dear disciples, and both from his teachings and example, ourselves trying to take further inspiration to also follow in their footsteps, because like them, we will also one day be part of the obituary section of some magazine, some website, some podcast. Hare Krishna, Guru Govinda Swami Maharaj Ki Jai.